At the Farm Progress Show, I'm speaking with Wade Prowse with New Holland. And here at this show, you guys had an unveiling here of a couple new tractor models. And I guess, first of all, let's go big first and talk about this T9. Describe it for me, first of all, and what it is that you're offering with this new model.
Okay. Thanks. We're very excited to launch our brand new T9 from New Holland at the show. To start with, it's Tier 4 technology using SCR to reach our Tier 4 emissions level. A couple of the major new features on this tractor are we now have the largest horsepower available in the industry. We're up to 600 rated engine horsepower. We're using all of the tools, whether it be constant flow hydraulics or PTO in a mobile situation. We're up to a maximum output of 670 horsepower with this new T9 tractor. It's available in two different frame sizes. We have a 36-inch frame that goes all the way up to 500 engine rated horsepower. Real cool thing about that tractor is we can fit the larger diameter RCI 50 tires on it. We've been hearing from a lot of our row crop customers that they need the larger diameter tires to go up and down the rows and still get that low compaction with the big footprint. And that tractor allows us to do that. We also have been hearing from customers that have concerns over transport width. And this new 36-inch row allows us to go into some spots that we weren't able to get to before in our wider tractor. So those horsepower start at 350 rated horsepower, go up to 400, 450, and 500. We have two sizes in the wider, higher horsepower chassis. Those are 535 horsepower, and like I said, the 600 horsepower. So that's again a 44-inch frame with 154-inch wheelbase that gives us exceptional handling and good traction to the ground. Some of the other new features on that tractor are our first in the industry available cab suspension, which is really going to smooth out the ride for some of our customers that choose that option, and a best in industry of up to 113 gallons per minute hydraulic flow for some of those larger planters as well as larger air seeders, and for any customers that are pulling those large pulled pan scrapers, they're going to use that 113 gallons. So those are some of the new features we've got with our new T9.
Now, it's new, and I know we've just seen it here. How about availability? When will we have this available?
Production of our new T9s will begin in 2011 in March, and with a ready-to-ship on those of late March of 2011, and that'll be for both frame sizes.
I know there's a lot of questions about this new Tier 4, standard or technology. Can you just make a brief statement about what that's going to offer growers in the future?
Sure. As I mentioned before, we're using SCR technology, which stands for Selective Catalyst Reduction. So the big benefit for anyone that chooses this type of Tier 4 is it allows us to let that engine perform as an engine, turn that engine back into a power plant. What we do is use fresh, clean air, push it through our engines, let that engine perform as it should as an engine, and then we clean up the exhaust after the fact with something called diesel exhaust fluid, or some people call it AdBlue. And that's an after treatment. The exhaust is injected with this diesel exhaust fluid. It goes through the catalyst, and the chemical reactions take place, and then the Tier 4 emissions, the lower emissions, come out of the top of the stack. So it's a very simple system, and again, the big benefit to the consumer is he's going to have reduced inputs because he's going to burn less fuel, and even when you combine the extra diesel exhaust fluid he has, his input costs will drop as a result of burning the less fuel. Now, I'll touch on one more factor. With SCR, because we're burning fresh, clean air, it allows that engine to have longer service intervals. So previously, we had a service interval of 300 hours, and we're now doubling that up to 600 hours before we need to change oil on those new tractors.
It's always good to find out, and we often do here at Farm Progress Show, what's new, and that's what's new with New Holland. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.